Since 1775, generations of Americans have fought for our ideals and our principles. American warriors secured the freedoms to create the United States of America.
They fought to end slavery.
They joined with allies to win two world wars.
They have responded with valor and honor whenever called.
And they have liberated more people around the globe than any military in the history of the world. Our all-volunteer forces of guardsmen, soldiers, sailors, marines, airmen, and reservists continue the mission begun at Lexington and Concord.
Less than 1% of Americans serve in our armed forces.
The least the rest of us can do is to pay attention and get engaged. This program is produced and broadcast for that purpose. It is presented live and worldwide
at 1041kqth.com.
To engage, call 520-751-1041. The American Warrior is on the air.
Travel this great big country from sea to shining sea, but you should thank the Lord and the ones who died so we can be free. If there's a flag out on your lawn and you feel like you've been blessed, then you, my friend, are one of America's best.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to change your dial. You are on American Warrior Radio. We played that song specifically because our guest today is one of America's best, and he's doing a great fundraiser coming up for veterans, coming up the 15th of November to support the veterans. This is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. Welcome to a jam-packed episode of American Warrior Radio. This coming Friday, Americans will celebrate Veterans Day. It was originally established as Armistice Day in 1919 to commemorate the end of World War I. It became a national holiday in 1938, and the name was formally changed to Veterans Day in 1954. Now, there are close to 22 million living veterans in our country today, about 1.5 million older than the age of 85. Now, unfortunately, an estimated 49,000 of those who served our nation, who raised their right hands and swore an oath to defend our country and its Constitution at the cost of their own lives, if need be, are homeless. Sharing the mic in studio with me today is a gentleman, a Navy veteran himself, who is using his unique talents to help those homeless veterans. Rowdy Johnson, welcome to American Warrior Radio.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you for having me, man. It's an honor to be here.
And don't be shy. You got that great deep voice. Come on, buddy, use it. Now, Rowdy, you are the lead guitarist, lead vocalist,
yes,
and composer. What do we call that? The guy that writes the song.
Yeah, I'm the singer-songwriter. Started writing songs and formed a band, and now we got a band of brothers. We go all over the country, soon to be all over the world, and we're trying to share our music, get our message out there, and save country music and try to inspire people to stand up for this country and be proud of it again.
Well, that's what we're all about here on American Warrior Radio. Rowdy, we'll talk a little bit. You do have a benefit concert coming up, as I mentioned, Helping Hands for Heroes, November 15th at the Fox Theater,
yes,
one of my favorite venues. Do you know that is the best acoustical theater west of the Mississippi River?
I've been told that by some of our friends. We're friends with the Mighty Marshall Tucker Band, and they played there a couple years ago. He said the room is amazing, you're going to love it, and I can't wait. I'm excited.
Well, tell me this, Rowdy. How on earth did a Navy electrician's mate go from the USS Saipan to opening for the likes of Merle Haggard, Charlie Daniels, and 38 Special? I mean, I've never heard of any of those bands, but I guess they're a pretty big deal,
they're,
huh?
They're all right if you like that sort of thing. Just a hard work ethic, man. We went at it hard, just started writing good songs and got them out there, got in front of the people, and it's word of mouth. We don't have a major record label. We started our own record label to protect our innocence, if you will, and own the rights of the songs, and the people have taken over, and word travels, and once someone in the industry, you know, pats you on the back and said you're one of the good ones, doors start to open. It doesn't mean you make the big bucks. I don't roll around in no tour bus. We're mom and pop, just like everybody else. We're just trying to scrape by, but every now and then you get a call, and they say, hey, Merle's going to be in Alabama. He'd like you to open. Would you want to come? And I said, yes, we would. I didn't ever ask them how much it paid, and then when we got done with the trip, we figured out we lost, I think, $2,000 on that trip to go play it.
Oh,
but it's Merle Haggard. You don't say no.
Yeah.
And the memories are unbelievable. Meeting the people is unbelievable. The crowds are unbelievable. I forget names, but I remember the experiences. I remember the emotional side of it. It's what helps fuel me and keeps me going.
Now, Rowdy, you at least three of the songs that I'm aware of that you've written deal specifically with veterans and the men and women of our military. We introed, the show with America's Best. We're going to give our listeners a little bit of sample about of some of the others here. But what, I mean, obviously you're a veteran yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You served in the Navy. But what is it about, how do you, when Veterans Day comes up, what is it about you and your band that makes you feel that you've got a, because you do have a true gift, sir. And using that to communicate this message, how important is that to you and your fellow band members?
It's huge. Me personally, the very thing that got me into this is a true story now. I recorded a homemade CD on some really, really horrible equipment. I didn't know what I was doing. I tried to use drum machines and play all the instruments. I didn't know anything. I put some songs together for my family and my mama back home in Florida,
mm-hmm.
and once I moved out to Arizona. And I sent them home, let them listen to them, and they were some pretty good songs, but they're really raw. I didn't know what I was doing. I never even had a band, never performed in front of nobody. And a friend of mine started to share the thing around Tucson, and pretty soon I got a call from somebody who said, hey, I'm going to do a benefit for the Wounded Warrior Project. Would you sing? And I said, absolutely. And he gave me his card, and then I walked away, and then I got in the car, and I realized, whoa, I don't even have a band. I've never done this. What am I supposed to do? Then it sunk in. What did I just commit myself to? And I had a week.
Oh,
so
man.
I hit Craigslist, found some boys, and said, man, we got to go do this. This is for our veterans, you know? And I got up on stage at the Maverick in Tucson here, and I was as green as all get out. I was nervous. But instead of spending time singing, you know, God Bless the USA and the songs that they were wanting me to sing, you know, I thought, what better way to get up here in front of these heroes of mine and sing something from my heart? So I had some songs that were in my head that I never even really finished, and I just said, if y'all don't mind, I'm going to sing to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they told me what I'm supposed to do, but I want to do what I want to do. So I got up there and I sang This Country of Mine and some other songs, and the reaction from the crowd and the fellow veterans in there, especially the elders, there were those that couldn't get out of their wheelchairs. If they could, they would have stood.
Wow.
The ones that could stood and saluted. And I cried. And right then, my wife saw that, oh, my God, I just lost him. He's never coming off that stage. And that right there, I'm telling you, son, that put a boot in my behind to get busy writing songs and inspire people.
What a great story. Folks, we're joined in studio by Rowdy Johnson, the Rowdy Johnson Band. Listen, on November 15th at the Fox Theater, Helping Hands for Heroes begins at 7:30. Tickets are just $15. That's a fundraiser for the Tucson Community Food Bank, and they're specifically going to use that to help homeless veterans. You can buy your tickets at foxtucson.com. Some other great guests coming up you're not going to want to miss this. Stick around. This is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia on American Warrior Radio. We'll be right back, folks. Back to American Warrior, ladies and gentlemen. You know you got a great guest in. When I'm sitting here tapping my toe to the music route, I forgot we got a show to do here. again, this is your host, BBG. We're joined live in studio by Rowdy Johnson, the founder of the Rowdy Johnson Band. Before the break, you heard a story about how he just was asked to play a show and said, great, and then realized, oh, geez, I don't have a band yet. So he went out and wrapped one up. Rowdy, your band were featured on the TV series The Real Life of Country Music Entertainer.
Yeah.
Was that part of the story?
It kind of was. They heard that we were doing things unconventionally, that we just fly by the seat of our pants, and they recognized the talent that we had. they also recognize that, holy crap, your band is really old. You know what I mean?
Well.
Yeah, they were saying, wow, I mean, how in the world are you ever going to make it in Nashville against these young guys? And my band, they're in their 70s and late 60s. So they said, you know, it'd be fun to come out there and watch how you guys do what you do. And they came out here. They flew out here from Nashville. We had a whole film crew. They filmed all this stuff trying to recreate some of the stories that they'd seen from me on social media. And made a great show. And then, like anything in Hollywood and Nashville and stuff, it gets canned. So
yeah,
never made the air. We got to see a great episode that we didn't get to share with folks, as we don't own the rights to it, of course. But
well, I tell you, you know, Rowdy, folks like to kind of tease country western music. You know, that kind of typical, my dog died yesterday, insurance man came to repossess my car. But honestly, sir, you know, your life, not to get too personal, but your life is pretty well scripted for country western music. I mean, you've had a kind of a rough go. And I mentioned that, Rowdy, not to embarrass you, but it's just when I read the reviews of your music, you know, a lot of folks say the passion. And when you sing about heartache and challenge, I mean, that comes through because you're feeling it. You've been there.
I used to think what we were doing was outlaw music, and I was corrected. I said, what we do is country soul. You have to feel it. Even if it's a song that you didn't write, I won't do something to just be a karaoke cowboy. I pick songs I feel. I write songs I feel. And I think if people see me doing that and they hear me doing that, then they connect, even if it's not their story. And it's not always pretty. It's not nice. I didn't sit down and say, this is the life I wanted to have, you know, but I'm not going to cry and moan about, you know, this is what I have to deal with. I mean, you know, the military knows better than anybody else. You adapt, you overcome, you put some dirt on it, you walk it off.
Now, I'm glad you brought that up, because you did, you know, basically we just heard that song. You did sign up for the Navy.
Yes.
You planned to make that a career.
Yes.
Life had other things in mind. But reflecting back, Rowdy, was there anything about the discipline and the training you received and the camaraderie you developed in the service that you think prepared you for what you're facing now as a country musician?
More than you know. It helps really to try to run this thing like a machine. You know, of course you want good people around you, and every good leader surrounds themselves with a good team. And I have that. I have a great manager. He's a retired Army veteran himself. He did a long time in the Army and retired, and now he runs the band similar to what he did for the Army. My steel guitar player, Dan, God bless him, man. He lost a son. I mean, he had a son go down in a helicopter crash in the military as well, and there's no greater sacrifice. So this band knows what it is to put on a uniform ourselves, and we know what it is to drape a flag over a casket and watch it go down.
Wow.
And let me tell you something, if that does not get you motivated, then nothing will. And
I you know, we're hopefully we'll get to the third song I mentioned that you've written later on in the show. We'll give our listeners a preview of that. You'll be performing that November 15th at the Fox. But
absolutely.
When you and I were prepping for the show, we talked about how we had Radney Foster on about a month ago, and his song Angel Flight, which I don't know if you're familiar with it or not, but
I'm not. I'll have to go look at that one.
He wrote it about the Air Force, in this case reservists, who bring home the remains of fallen soldiers, who bring them home with their family. And boy, you talk about a song. I get choked up and misty every time I hear it. But so come on, this fundraiser, the Helping Hands for Heroes, November 15th at the Fox Theater here in Tucson, 7:30 p.m. Only $15, folks.
Yep.
What was this your idea?
It was. I've wanted to do something in Tucson for a while, but I wanted to do it right. And I wanted to find a way to, as you know, veterans need a helping hand. They do. More so than a lot of people know. But we also know that we're proud people. We don't want to be helped, even though we need it. So I've tried to find a way that I could do something nice without, you know, I wouldn't say embarrass them, but I want to give them the respect they deserve. So we were trying to find a way that we could celebrate them, not mm-hmm. make a spectacle of them. And this is the best way I could come up with. And because the song that I wrote, Unwanted Man, is specifically inspired by a Tucson homeless veteran that I ran into a few years ago, his story hit me, and I had to write the song. And God helped me put the words to it and the music to it. And this is a visual realization of that song. and his story.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, what better way to do this than to raise money and feed the homeless? And we're not going to discriminate and say, you know, if you're not, you know, you're not a veteran, we can't feed you. I'm going to give the money to the food bank. I specifically ask that they please find a way to help our veterans out. I know there's so many in the Tucson area that, that need a helping hand. And we want to educate them through you and your great program and all the programs that are out there for our veterans. We want to let them know that there is helping hands out there.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to swallow your pride, and you just got to do it. And I hope through this, I hope this is, like you said, if this is a good thing, we're going to do it next year. Why has this got to end? I live here. This is my community, and I want to help this. As long as I'm breathing and can pick a guitar, I'll put my name on this. We got a good friend coming down here to make some music with us. I don't know if he's going to call in here, but we got Blind Joe from NBC's The Voice. He was on Blake Shelton's team. He is a very talented individual. He talk about overcoming. The man's
mm-hmm.
blind.
Yeah.
But, son, he writes some songs, and he feels it, and he's one of those that has that soul that you talk about. And we're trying to inspire people. That's what we want to do.
Now, what on earth is a Danger Dave? Or what?
Dr. Danger.
Doctor, yeah.
I'm glad you brought him up. We met at a show, man. He is a stuntman extraordinaire. He is Evel Knievel with a crazy streak, if that makes sense.
Wow.
Yeah. So he got together with me, and he said, man, I like what you do. I'm one of those crazy guys that used to jump the General Lee, and I know you're a big Dukes of Hazzard fan. And I said, well, wow, can I drive one? And he said, no, I crashed them all. But anyway, we made friends, and he's a musician that's a better stuntman than he is a musician. But he got me drunk one night and took me out beside a bar and put a fire suit on me and lit me up as a fireball. And I always wanted to be a daredevil, and I had to rethink that after that.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest in studio, Rowdy Johnson, the Rowdy Johnson Band. They're doing a fundraiser, Helping Hands for Tucson, Tuesday, November 15th, 7:30 at the Fox. This is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. Stick around. We've got another debut coming up, if you will, that you're going to want to hear about. This is your, again, we're your host, American Warrior Radio. Visit us on AmericanWarriorRadio.com. We'll be right back with Rowdy Johnson.
Who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. Now back to the American Warrior.
Welcome back to American Warrior, folks. Your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. Our guest host, Rowdy Johnson, sitting here right next to me. Rowdy's got a great fundraiser for some veterans coming up November 15th. But our next guest wrote something, and I want to read it to you. In his words, there's an unfortunate disconnect when it comes to the American perception of war. The average American seems to think that war is conducted by drone strikes and jets dropping precision munitions on folks living in tents. Yes, we do kill our enemies this way, but it's not the only way. Unfortunately, what it does is it paints a false picture of the reality of armed conflict. While we have many advanced weapons at our disposal, war is still essentially the same. To be decisive, we must place American riflemen in range of opposing and similarly armed counterparts. Joining us now on the phone is Michael Baumgarten. He knows of which he speaks. Michael, was as a member of the 1st Ranger Battalion, was deployed and served on 10 combat deployments. He joins American Warrior today to discuss the History Channel's The Warfighters series coming up. It's a powerful portrayal of the high-stakes environment that members of our military must operate in and the challenges they're facing us. It debuts November 11th on the History Channel. Michael, welcome to American Warrior Radio.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Now, Michael, I tell you, I've seen the Live to Tell series. This is one of those things with your new series coming up, The Warfighter. I look forward to seeing it. I dread seeing it. Tell us more about what folks are going to see with this.
Yes, sir. Live to Tell Warfighter is essentially the same show. We changed a little bit of the formatting. Basically, we just kind of focused more on the action pieces when we did the recreations, but it's the same show, right? You're looking at very intimate interviews with special operations veterans across multiple units, and you're getting to know the human side of these special operators. Really, it's about reaching out and making sure people understand that, you know, the guys that do this job, they're not Terminators, right? There's repercussions. They're human. They feel the same things. They just happen to have a very different job, And these are the effects. These guys are all out already. And some of them, it's the first time they're really speaking out or speaking on camera, which, you know, on their behalf is a very difficult thing to do. But that's what people are going to see. They're going to get the insider perspective on the things these guys have experienced.
Well, and Michael, that's obviously a perfect topic for the show. The whole reason our radio program exists is to educate the 99% of the population, like myself, who never had to stand out there and face off against another human being. And that, you know, that's why I read your little piece at the opening of the show, Michael, whether it was with a sharpened stick, you know, on up to, you know, an M4, the general concept is the same. You're doing violence to another human being.
Yes, sir.
And really, the from what I recall of Live to Tell, this is a way of really bringing, I mean, that visceral connection is very, very powerful. And we're exposing. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. The missions themselves, the battles, that's essentially just the framework. And what we really get into is, yes, the violence piece, but what do these guys actually think about that violence? What do they think about the missions, the guys they serve with, you know, a lot of these episodes are about, you know, friends that these guys have lost and how they feel about it and reflect on it. The missions themselves are just the vehicle, and the meat of the show is just listening to these guys talk.
Now, Michael, you signed up, you went into the Army, you became a Ranger, you served, you left the Army for a brief period, but you had some challenges, you went back in. As I understand it, Michael, this is the third time as a producer you've collaborated with Peter Berg. What was it that attracted you or that brought you in contact with Mr. Berg and you know, moving forward with this kind of a project?
Around 2010, I ended up taking a job, getting stationed out in San Diego, attached to Naval Special Warfare as an instructor. And I met the other producer, Raymond Doza. Him and I worked in the same training cell. So really, the show was brought together by Ray and our other friend, Mark Simos, also a former SEAL. And it was inspired by a friend of theirs got severely injured in combat, traumatic brain injury, and kind of kept asking them what happened that day. So they both decided, hey, like, we'll just shoot a short film, and so you can just watch it. It's really hard when a guy asks you that to just kind of relive that moment all the time. They both had been kind of working in show business and had pitched this show, and I had just been going to school, no involvement in show business, up until, you know, May of last year when Live to Tell got greenlit, and they had both asked me to come on and be a part of the show. And it's one of those moments where, you know, I get the GI Bill, so I can go to school anytime I want, and no other time am I going to have an opportunity like this. To be a part of a show this special and to provide a platform for guys to tell their story, to drive the narrative of this war from the first person, you know, position. There's no middleman. There's no mediator. This is just the guys telling the story. Now, I think that's an important mission to be involved with.
Now, the Warfighter is going to debut on Veterans Day this Friday, the 11th, on the History Channel. Looks like at 8 p.m. both Eastern, coasts, Eastern and Pacific time. What kind of stories will our viewers be seeing there, Michael?
Yeah, so you're going to be seeing four episodes, kind of like a marathon. It's going to be hosted by a good friend of mine who's an ex-Green Beret medic named Bert Kuntz, and by Peter Berg. The episodes are going to cover everything from Marines outside of Fallujah to Green Berets in Afghanistan, Rangers. We're tackling veteran suicide. Those are topics we're gonna approach, and especially like the Rob Guzzo's story, which is a Navy SEAL who took his own life, is a very important one. I don't think a lot of people want to touch this topic or really engage about it outside the veteran community, but we're gonna put it out there, put it in your living room, and you know we're gonna paint the whole picture. You know, we talked to his buddies he served with, and his family. A lot of these episodes are like that. If there's loss of life, we really want to include people's widows or their parents, because that's a whole other side of these guys that no one ever gets to see, even us that we served with them. We only know them from the point they came to the platoon or the unit. We don't know who they were before, and I think everybody needs to see the big picture. But that's what folks are going to be seeing when the show airs.
Man, this is Rowdy Johnson, man. I don't know you, but I'm so proud of what you're doing, man. I'm sitting here grinning ear to ear. You and me, we have the same kind of heart. And along the lines of what you're talking about, I want to tip to had a friend of mine, Al Lee. He's a veteran himself.
Mm-hmm.
His father just passed away today, Mr. Cleo Lee of the United States Army. He was a World War II Buffalo soldier, Korea and Vietnam.
Oh, wow.
So God bless you, sir, and rest in peace. And you're right, the whole family serves with you. And this man left a legacy. He left a son who is my hero. I never got to meet Mr. Cleo, but God bless him. And his grandsons are turning into fine men. And with examples like that, you know, hopefully this country is going to get turned around. So I applaud you for what you do,
yes,
sir, and everybody like that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, Michael, you know, one of the things I think it's important to emphasize with civilians out there, this is a dangerous, dangerous business, even when you're not, you know, breaking things. We just had three Green Berets killed on Friday, one of whom was from Tucson, right here in Tucson. As a veteran, what can folks do on veterans? Well, forget veterans. I mean, Veterans Day, absolutely, but 365 days a year. What can your average person who's never worn the uniform out there do, in your opinion?
I think it's really about trying to gain perspective and talk to these guys. You know, something a lot of folks do, and maybe I'll get some flack for this, but they like to thank guys for their service. And most guys I talk to, that makes them very uncomfortable. So really, you know, we're no different than anyone else. You just talk to us like, you know, regular people. Reach out and just try and understand a little bit. Even if we don't really talk much about what we did, you know, there's many other things you can talk about. And honestly, it's just about leveling with people on a human basis, you know, and that's really it. And hopefully one day they kind of share and open up that experience, but you got to give guys time to open up about it.
Well, Michael, and I'll add to that, ladies and gentlemen, here's my rant. Do not wish a veteran a happy Memorial Day. Two distinct holidays. Get that through your head. So Michael, thanks so much for taking the time to come on American
Absolutely.
Warrior. Again, your series debuts November 11th. They'll be running four episodes, 8 o'clock on the History Channel. Michael, thank you so much for what you're doing, and much success to you, sir. I look forward to seeing more work coming out of your shop.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right, take care, Michael.
God bless, man.
There you go, folks. Your host, Ben Buehler-Garcia, joined my co-host here, Rowdy Johnson, here in studio. We're talking Veterans Day. We just had Michael talking about a great series coming up on the History Channel. Stick around, folks. We've got more to come. Again, your host, Ben Buehler-Garcia. We'll be right back.
And he served in the Army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free.
If you want to discuss those who serve the red, white, and blue, dial 520-751-1041. Now, back to the American Warrior.
Welcome back to American Warrior, host Ben. Why am I having a rough time, Roddy? You know, you get a country music star in the studio, I get all nervous, I get all giddy.
I'm a pretty man, so I can see how you do. I'm you.
And humble, too. Folks, your host, Ben Buehler-Garcia, my co-host, if you will, today is Rowdy Johnson. Rowdy's a Navy veteran himself. He's organized a special fundraising concert, Helping Hands for Heroes, will be Tuesday, November 15th, 7:30 at the Fox Theater. We're going to hear Rowdy and his band, the Rowdy Johnson Band, Blind Joe,
from
The Voice, is going to be there. And then something called The Danger. Tell me again, Dr. Danger.
Dr. Danger's going to be there. We're not quite sure what we're going to do with him. I've heard rumors that he wants to set Blind Joe on fire. So
that's not
I don't
nice.
Know. The show might not go on if we do that. So I guess you're just going to have to come out and see what mayhem ensues.
And you can get more information, foxtucson.org. More information about Rowdy and his band, rowdyjohnsonband.com. And, you know, we'll throw Blind Joe a bone.
We'll
blindjoe.com. He's actually a wonderful, wonderful musician.
Great guy.
Great voice. So, Rowdy, what'd you think about that History Channel? Are you going to tune in for that?
Absolutely, absolutely. I watch a lot of those shows. I've learned a lot because somehow in school I was chasing girls and didn't pay attention to the books quite like I should. So I'm trying to catch up. But, yeah, it sounds like a great, great, great show. I encourage people to tune in, absolutely. But on this event, though, I do want to say real quick, we need donations. We need helping hands. That's what this thing is about. And so far I've had two companies step up and rattle checks. Every dollar is appreciated. We do have to pay for the cost of the venue. They're not donating it for free. They have reduced the cost significantly, but we do owe a bill for that. We'd like to settle that, and we'd like to give every dollar above and beyond that to the Tucson Food Bank, the Community Food Bank. So if you'd like to make a donation, please contact the Fox Theater. They will be glad to help you out. We have a sponsor, Elite Limousine, who's mm-hmm. very kindly offered that anybody that donates to this cause will get free use of a limousine. So if you want to ride around like a rock star and see what it's like, because I don't know, please donate, because the money is going straight to the cause, man. We're not a big company. We've got no overhead, so we're going to make sure it gets to where it needs to go, and all help is appreciated. Thank you.
Well, and thanks to Jason. Folks, you can visit EliteLimousinesInTucson.com, find out more about his great service. He's a joint friend of Rowdy and I's, and we just came to figure that out today. But listen, this is going to be a great concert. Now, is this an all-ages concert, Rowdy?
It is. I promise we're going to hold the wordy dirds back, and we're going to be as nice as we can. So, no, I promise you, it's kid-friendly. It's going to be a great show. Blind Joe plays at schools all over the country, so he's got a great rapport with the kids. I hope I do as well, and hope we entertain you.
Now, this is, again, you're a veteran. You've got at least one band member who's also an Army veteran.
Yes, sir.
Just the two of you then?
Yes, sir. In the band right now, as far as veterans go, Ken Wickham is our bass player and our manager. He is a retiree of the Army over 20 years. We have Dan Showalter, our steel guitar player. Unfortunately, he lost a son overseas, mm-hmm. and no greater sacrifice than that. And Ray, our drummer, wanted to be, but he was born with some physical difficulties that did not allow him to serve that way. But he found other ways, and believe me, brother, he's giving it back tenfold right now. And so is Mr. Mark Urie on piano. We picked up Merle Haggard's piano player after he passed. So we got a world class band. They got big hearts. They got big talent, and we love what we do.
Now, Rowdy, this is the beginning of a tour for your band, isn't it? You're going to kick it off with this event at the Fox.
It is. That's the very first night we're going to do. Wednesday we're going to be at the Fox Theater. Tuesday we're going to be at the Fox Theater on the 15th, and Wednesday we're going to be at the Gallop and Goose in Coolidge, Arizona. Thursday we're at the Southern Arizona Harley Riders Bike Night on the 17th. And that's in Hereford, Arizona. Friday we're at Rooster's Country in Mesa, Arizona. And Saturday we're going to be at the Museum Club in Flagstaff, Arizona. So you can find all these dates, times, and everything on our website, rowdyjohnsonband.com, and I encourage you to please follow us, like us, share us, tell the world about us, because that's the only way we're going to get out there.
Well, Rowdy, thank you so much for your service to our nation. Thanks for joining the Come On American Warrior here.
Thank you.
Literally at the last minute. I think I was chasing you up and down the freeway a couple of times.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you got you, and thank you so much to you and your band and Jason and everybody that's put this thing together at the
sure.
Fox. Folks, if you haven't heard a concert at the Fox, this is the best acoustical theater west of the Mississippi River. I kid you not. So go to Fox Tucson Theater. Buy your tickets. They're only $15. And, hey, throw a couple cans of food in the bag when you come down as well. Now,
absolutely.
Rowdy's going to debut his song, Unknown Man. Right, Rowdy?
Unwanted Man.
Unwanted Man.
Yeah.
At this concert at the Fox. We're going to play you out with this song. So stay tuned, folks. You're really going to want to hear this. We're not a music station, but we're allowed to do this because the guy who wrote it and owns it is sitting here right here with us.
You better believe it.
Spread the word. Send your friends to AmericanWarriorRadio.com to listen to our podcast of this show. Take care, Tucson. Now stick around for this song.
God bless you.
I met a wino on the street today, pretending not to see him, tried to walk away. He looked right through me, right down to my soul. He said, do you know Jesus? And if you do, could you tell him where I am, sir? 'Cause I ain't got a clue. Used to be a soldier, but these days I ain't got a home. I fought for my country, double land, in a war I didn't believe in a godforsaken land.
I buried my brothers and all the ones I couldn't save. War took my innocence and doctors took my legs. Sir, I hate to bother you and I'm way too proud to beg. But this unwanted man shows a helping hand. If you talk to Jesus, tell him where I am. So we talk to each other since I left Afghanistan. They called me a hero, but I feel so alone. Says he loves me, and I love him too. But this world is too damn evil, and I don't know what to do. This unwanted man, for sure is a helping hand. I finally got up the nerve to talk. Said, sir, I do believe. I know Jesus, and he knows me. I helped him to a church. Then we went on inside. He rolled up to the altar in that rusty old wheelchair, bowed his head and closed his eyes, and offered up his prayer. And those words he said just tore me up. I stood there and cried.